Thank you, Jesus.
Be careful for nothing. You know, as a young Christian years ago, that I had such a zeal for God. I was ready, if somebody would want me to volunteer, I'd throw my hand up. I'd hear preaching, I'd say amen.
Yes.
And later I said, I wish I took my amen back. Amen.
Amen.
I was excited. I had a zeal. I had a hunger, a thirst for God. But it was God that was working in my life, molding me as those hands, that potter and that clay, forming me, shaping me. I'd read there in Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer thee.
Yeah.
I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I thought I knew it all, but I found this Christ.
Amen.
He's still the unsearchable riches,
yeah,
of heaven above. Amen to God. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Amen to God. I wanted to know more about him. I had a hunger and thirst. You couldn't keep me out of church. You couldn't keep me away from that altar. That Bible was life to me as water is to a fish. Do you hear me? I had to have that. But God was working with me. I thought everybody that went to church, all I could see was the love of God, what he done for me. I had a testimony. I said, but there was things. I even got preaching at times, and I had such I just wanted to jump right out there, you know, and fight the enemy. But I found out that enemy was bigger than I thought he was. Do you hear me? I found out that there was times that when that valley looked so bad, brother, I knew I had to have the shepherd in that time of that valley. And today I found out I need him more than ever before. I need him because we're in a battle. Even if I take on the whole armor of God, he said to me, son, when you've done all you can do, stand. And when you stand, stand. Do you hear me? When you stand, stand. But I found out I must stand on the word of God by faith. Do you hear me? I have to stand on that. I can't waver back and forth, but I'm growing in the knowledge of him. I've learned that there's times I was hurting so bad, but he would come to me and he would let me feel a peace I could not really explain, but it was a peace that passes all of understanding. Do you hear me? When the storms came, I was like Peter, I would jump out of that boat, but all of a sudden I thought, oh God, help me to get up now. I stepped out there, but I found out if God be for you, who can be against you? I learned to stand on the promises of God. I found out when I've done all to stand, stand and have your loins girded with the truth of God's word, standing on the promises of God. I know when you look there, 400 some years, here's Israel in bondage of Egypt. Totally in bondage. Totally held by the captive of the enemy. Do you hear me? But one day Moses walked into that place. He'd been gone for 40 years, but he comes back. But he comes back there and he says to Pharaoh, let my people go, saith the Lord. They were in such torment, such pain, such agony, and in bondage. Well, that was like me over 30 some years ago, brother. I was troubled in my mind. Oh God, I was totally a man that was totally depressed, in trouble. But when Jesus came, he showed me a vision, brother, and that changed my life. When he came into my life, there was a joy unspeakable and full of glory. I found this Christ who was not lost, but it was me that was lost. But I found a peace that passes all understanding, and my mind and my heart must be stayed upon him continuously.
Amen.
Whose mind is stayed upon the Lord? God said, I'll give him perfect peace.
Amen.
Keep your mind on him. Keep your heart clear with God. Keep it hid. Let the word of God be into that heart, hide it in your heart. And when the devil comes, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth to speak to that devil. My God, we need that. We must have that. We need that. God help us. I thought there, well, here it was, when the Lord sent Moses. Next thing you know, the enemy begins to fight. That's just like you and me. When deliverance comes, the enemy wants to bring you back into captivity. Do you hear me? Just to see, everything looks wonderful for a while. But all of a sudden you found out the devil was alive when you was lost. He's more alive now since he got saved. Do you hear me what I'm saying? It's like you come to church, you get prayed, you cry, you feel so good. But when you walk out that door, the devil's going to be out there waiting on you. When you get on your job, the devil's gonna be there. Wherever you're at, don't think for one minute he left Christ for a season, but he's coming back. Do you hear me? But I can tell you, if you and I will put our mind upon the Lord, put our heart upon God, he'll keep that mind in perfect peace. He'll keep that heart in love with him.
Amen.
I thought that. Here, after all of the miracles, now they're brought out of Egypt. And before they get hardly no place, hardly very far from Egypt, all of a sudden the enemy's after them again. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
They thought they left Pharaoh back there.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought now we're going to go to that promised land. We're going to get there now. Oh, they were rejoicing. Oh, Egypt behind us. But next thing you know, brother, they're facing the Red Sea. They're facing that. And then all of a sudden the murmuring, complaining, you brought us out here to die. Now where's God at? Well, I'm telling you, I heard people here tonight say, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But I can tell you, brother, I've got to believe that. I've got to stand on that and know that God is real and he means what he says.
Amen.
I thought, oh God, here it is. They're out there. And all they can see, they're at a place they can go nowhere. Now the enemy's pursuing them. The very enemy, Lord, that they left back there now is right behind them. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I can tell you, you may think the devil is far off. No, he can be right behind you, brother. Right behind you. He can have a snare set for you, a trap set for you. Oh, dear God, why? You're not there yet. You're not there yet, church. But we're going there. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen. Yeah.
I thought, Lord, they're out there. Here it is. All of a sudden, here's Egypt now, right behind them, coming to destroy them. This Red Sea's in front. Where are we going to go now? Well, we're now where we're going to go. Has God brought us out here this far to leave us? Oh, but God spoke to Moses and said, tell them, fear not, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Church, we need to stand still once in a while when we done it. Come on, church. I'm telling you, I found out I've got stronger on my knees than when I was standing. What are you saying, brother? The little I give, God gets bigger in my life. God becomes more to me. If I decrease, he'll increase.
Amen.
I thought, oh God, gets out there. A Red Sea, and here's the enemy that had us in bondage 400 some years. We got away from them, but they're right now behind us.
Amen.
They destroy us. Well, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
But God said in his word, but I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Thank God for the abundance of grace. Thank God when Paul was so down, so hurting, so broken, he heard the Lord say, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh my God, for in your weakness my strength is made perfect.
Amen.
I said, oh, let it be so, Lord. Let it be so.
Yes,
let it be
Lord.
So.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I found out the closer you get to God, the battle's going to get harder.
Amen.
The war's going to be. It's not going to be flesh and blood, church. It's going to be spiritually. That's the only way. We can't fight the devil in flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Don't let the devil get a stronghold in your life. Do you hear me? Don't give no place to the devil. Don't give the devil no place in your marriage. Amen. Don't give him no place in the church. Don't give him no place in your mind. Do you hear me? I said, do you hear me? God help us. Set your mind on things above. Get your mind, your heart, your eyes upon him, for your help comes from above. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Church, it's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost going home time. It could be any hour, but I don't know. But I see the signs. Oh, the enemy's on raid. Satan knows he has a short time left. We better get busy. We better walk with God. Why, my God, be still with us. I thought, oh God, they get out there. All of a sudden, you got a congregation there murmuring, complaining. Oh, come, we're going to die out here. They were dying back there in Egypt. God's wanting to take them in.
Yeah.
You know, it's something, God, it seemed like it's so easy, what I've noticed, that the Lord can bring us out of sin, but it's to keep us out. Dude, yeah. They keep us out.
Yeah.
They keep us out. It's like the parable. The sower sowed the seed. The fowl come immediately. Yeah. Took that seed. Satan come to take that right out of their heart. Sometimes we get saved. We have joy. We go for a little while. But in time of temptation and persecution, yeah, we fall right back into that world. But I'm telling you, upon a sincere and a true heart, when he puts his life in this life, oh my God, there's no life outside of Christ. Do you hear me? But in Christ we live, we move. I can tell you, I can stand here tonight and say to that world, to say to that devil, to say to that church, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God, do you hear me? I said, oh God, I need that. I gotta have you. I gotta have you every moment of my life. Amen. I can't live without you. Do you hear that? Amen. I said, oh God, here it is. You know, things can go good for a while. But you know what the danger is? We want it so quickly. We need it right now. Gotta have it right now. But God is saying, and I know he had showed me before I come here, he wants that church to be still at times. To be still. When you've done, you know, I've prayed, I've fasted, I've cried. What more can I do? That's when you stand still and wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
God said to Paul the apostle, tell the Philippian church, that includes you and me, the church, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication. Oh, church, prayer, that's where you hear from God. Sister was here reading it here tonight. God help us. You look through this Bible. What man did not fight the enemy that knew God? What, do you hear me? Paul, Peter, James, they all fought that enemy. But the Lord delivered Paul out of the mouth of the lion. He delivered him from every evil work. Why? Because he kept his mind on the Lord. He knew, my God before me, there's nobody can be against me and win the battle.
That's right.
In the jail, he can pray. Oh, I said he can pray.
Yes, Lord.
If we'll learn that in the trial of our faith,
yeah,
well, the trial of our faith, stand in the faith. Be steadfast, unmovable. God, you know, it's almost like, you know, I've had people, I can tell you right now, you could have prayer requests. People can give him prayer requests, and you can go back to that person after church and say, now, I want to ask you, what was your prayer request you gave him now? I forgot it already. It must not have been too much on your heart. Shout with me if you want to. I'm telling you, but when it's burning in your heart, when you say, God, give me souls lest I die. Give me sons and daughters. When Zion, I can tell you, we can talk to God. We can ask God for revival. But He's already gave us the promise. How we get it? Not our ways, do you hear me? He said, when Zion travails. I'm telling you, brother, travailing pain comes in on that. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? When birth pains begin to come on now, when the spirit begins to groan and make utterance and talk to God, supplication, that's when God, yes, Pastor, He is a spirit, but God looks for the true worshipers that worship Him in spirit and in truth. My God, do you hear me? If the church wants revival, she's going to have to get pregnant with the Word of God and in the presence and the prayer of God.
Amen.
I know not only know one woman that didn't get pregnant by a man, and her name was Mary, but it was by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God, my God. And by the word of the Lord. The same Holy Ghost can take the same word and put it inside of your womb.
Amen.
Lord, how can this be, saying, I know not a man. I know a lot of man. But I do know a man. The man Christ Jesus. The man Christ. The Son of the living God. And it takes the Spirit of God to call Him Lord to the glory of God Almighty.
Amen.
You know, we want revival. I've heard that. I've heard that for years. Lord said, yeah, woman, because I want pregnant. I want pregnant. Well, get married. Fall in love. Get married to a husband. And I can tell you right now, you can be like Hannah. My wounds been dried up. I mean, it's something. I mean, I'm telling you, brother, God likes to take dead things and bring it to life.
Amen.
Every one of us that's saved here tonight was dead in our trespasses and sin.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. But oh, that wound. Isn't it something? At 90 years old, great God of heaven. 90 years old. Is He still the same?
Yep.
I said, is He still the same?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ask Abraham, he'll tell you, He's still the same. Oh Lord. Oh Lord God. I tried it by the flesh and I got an Ishmael. We can make a lot of Ishmaels by the flesh.
Yeah.
But God is one by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Shout with me if you want to. Yeah. Oh, dear God. I want to know Him after the Spirit.
Preach it.
Oh, the flesh profits nothing. Shout with me now. But oh, thank God. I heard you tonight building up your faith in your most holy faith in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you we need some building up. Oh, God. Well, shout with me now. We need to start building back the things that enemies destroyed. I've heard go down to the enemy's camp and take back. Well, I can tell you, I don't have to go down to his camp because I'm not giving him nothing. Oh, my God, but the Word of God. Oh, shout with me now. I said, shout with me. Oh, I tell you, what God gives you, there ain't no devil can take you. If you hold on to the unchanging hand of God, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
God said to Moses, fear not. Oh, you have nothing to fear. Because God's not given the church a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But of love and power and a sound mind. Oh, how do you know that, preacher? I found it in the person of Christ, the Word of the living God. That shall never pass away.
Amen.
Oh, great God of heaven.
Hannah wanted a baby. So did. Abraham's wife, Sarah, she wanted a baby. Somehow it just wasn't working out. So you know what? Abraham and Sarah got together. Thought, well, this is the way it's gonna work. Huh? They jumped ahead of God, didn't they?
Yeah.
See, when God told, see, the danger is we think it worked the first time, it's gonna work the second time. Mm-mm. No, you can ask David about that. He went down there with the Philistines, won the battle, went back. A little later, here comes the Philistines again. David gets ready to go back down there. I said, no, you don't. I want you to go to that mulberry tree and I want you to wait right there.
Yeah.
I won the battle the first time, Lord.
Yeah.
No, go down to that mulberry tree. Come on now, church. But I didn't do it that way the first time. Do you hear me? Just go down there and wait. See, sometimes we get ahead of God.
Yeah.
We need God to go before us.
Amen.
Because you ain't going to open that Red Sea as much as you talk to it.
Right.
Go down there and wait. I mean, David was a man of war. He feared nobody. Why do I wait at a mulberry? Because God told him to. He waited and he waited. He said, you wait till you hear the sound in the top of those. And all of a sudden he's waiting. And all of a sudden, David, God's just went before me. And I'm going to follow him.
Amen.
And I'm going to follow him all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And where I feel the anointing of the sweet Holy Ghost. David knew when I hear the sound, I can rise up for God is fighting my battles. Oh my God, church, God help us, God help us, stand still and see the salvation of God.
Amen.
That's hard to get Pentecostals to do that.
Amen.
They want to see the motions all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, but when you get in that battle,
yeah.
Oh. You know, you go into the military, they don't put you in a plane right away or give you a gun right away. They put you through boot camp. They want to turn you into a killing machine.
Yeah.
God wants to turn us into more than conquerors through Christ.
Yeah.
Amen to God. A church that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Be still.
You
know, when God told Moses to come up to that mountain, he's gone the first day, second day. Church is down there. Where's Moses? Where's Moses? What are we going to do? Where's Moses? 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, dear Lord, he's probably died up there now.
Yeah.
Think about it, church.
Right.
We'll holler at a microwave, won't we?
Yeah.
Well, I thought by now, surely. I prayed now for the past 3 days and nothing's happened. Devil's getting you to doubt now.
Yeah.
Then why did you pray in the beginning?
There you go. Come on.
If you don't believe it, why pray for it?
Yeah.
Calling those things that are not as though
they were.
Amen.
Start with me now.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Where did Moses go?
He delayed his coming.
Yeah, he's delayed again. There you go. Everything's on a delay.
Yeah.
Well, we're about had it with this. At least we had gardens and cucumbers and graves and everything back there. Well, I can tell you, they almost killed you if it had been God over in that Red Sea in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do, we'll wait a little bit longer. You ever heard that song, wait a little longer, sweet Jesus? Lord said, no, I want you to wait a little longer.
Yeah.
Hello, hallelujah. Come on now, we got it backwards.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
He's always 4 days. Dear Lord.
I mean, we went the first day and told Jesus, come. Lazarus, whom thou lovest, is sick. Let's just go around. Second day, what?
Where's Jesus?
He wasn't that far of a journey. Why ain't he here? Where are you at, Lord? Stand still.
Amen.
Don't get double-minded wavering. Shout with it if you want to.
Come on.
The third day. But don't he care? Don't he care, our brother? I mean, he should have been here by now. Brother, he can stop the sun and the earth and the moon from moving.
Come on.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
Do you hear me? We've heard he's an on-time God.
Amen.
Amen. He's looking for people.
Yes.
He may not come when you want him. He'll be there on time.
Amen.
And oh, shout with me a little bit. Hey, all of a sudden, I mean, Martha and Mary, if he would have been here, our brother would not have died. And he loves us. But why didn't he come? There's a reason why he don't come. He comes when he wants to.
Amen.
You can't make him.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh. And next thing you know, they bury him. And next thing you know, down the dusty road, who's that coming there? Well, that's Jesus. Lord, if you would have been here on my time, we've been praying, we've been crying, but it's too late. 4 days now, he stinks. He's dead. Did I not say I am the resurrection? Oh yes, Lord, I know in the last days, our brother healed, right? He said, I am the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Dear God, where have you laid me? I believe God is saying to us, where have you been praying?
Yeah.
Where have you been knocking? Just because he doesn't answer, keep on knocking.
Amen.
Little woman, keep on crying.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, shout with me. Oh, he could have healed the little woman with the issue of blood a long time ago. But oh, when she lost it all, no hope, no more money, shout with me now.
Come on.
Here he comes.
Amen.
I believe this now. As he's passing by, he's passing by. Oh, when he passes by, call upon him. Come on now. I said call upon him. Blind Bartimaeus, he's packed. It's your time now.
Amen.
He said, your time is always. Oh, shout with me. Seek me while I may be found.
Yeah.
Call upon me while I'm near, while I'm talking to you, while I'm having you to pray. I will come. My eyes are open to the prayer of the righteous. Oh. My ears are, oh my God, they're attentive to your cry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Moses, he come down from the mountain. By now, there's no man can live up there that long without water and food. But he's in the presence of God.
Amen.
It didn't take God 40 days to write those stones. Do you hear me? But he went up there. And he comes back down, and by that time, I don't know, it could have been the 30th day, 39th day, could have been just 1 day. I should have waited. Maybe one more day. If you would have only prayed one more hour. Because he'll wake the church up and say, pray and watch with me.
Yeah.
Lest you fall into temptation. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah.
When's the last time you spent 1 hour in prayer talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
Well,
we have a hard time sitting and hearing a 30-minute message.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And they said, we're going to make us our own God. He was bringing them that word to test them and prove them. And that's what he wants. Our faith will be tested and tried.
Yes. Amen.
And if we hold them, it will come out more precious than gold or silver.
Yes.
The trying of your faith. Oh, it's going to work patience. Let patience have her perfect work.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That church, if we'll get... I was in a church some years ago, been there different times in another state, far off, and pastor said, we have prayer meeting. I think it was like, I don't know if it was a certain day or so before, and you get there, and you're not praying. You know what they're doing? You're sitting around talking. Yeah. You hear me? I'm saying, just sitting around talking. I thought it was a prayer meeting. No, it's a talk concession. It's a talking meeting.
Well,
oh, I mean, we're getting so far. I believe it's coming back. It's probably already happened. I said years ago they'll have a bowling alley after a while. And one day I walked in there and there's a bowling alley.
Oh my.
I said, there it is, come to pass.
Wow.
I know. If you will believe and you will hold on, he will answer you.
Yeah. Amen.
He will answer you. And you say, oh Lord, thank you.
Yes.
You knew when I needed it.
Yes.
You know. If you ever go and have an operation, be sure you tell them, put me out. Because as soon as I see that scalpel, I'm going to get up and run. That's why they put you out. They don't want you to see all that they're going to do on you.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, oh, we come to church and the Lord brings out that two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Oh, it begins to cut. Some people say, ooh, ouch, something, get up and say, I'm leaving. I say, oh God, cut everything out of me. Cut every doubt out of me. God, everything out of me. Church, Moses, as God told him, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, the very enemy. The Lord said to Moses, you'll not see him after this day. Yeah. All that night, he stood there. Oh, dear God. With that rod in his hand stretched out. And God sent a strong wind. And all night it blew. And that morning, weeping may endure for a night.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, joy is going to come.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When you've done all, pray.
Amen.
Two of the greatest giving praise. Give all giving praise. Two of the greatest weapons is the prayer of the righteous. Amen.
Yes.
And the word of the living God. Amen. Those two things.
Hallelujah.
Is what we're kept by the word of God.
Yes.
Washed by the word of God.
Amen.
You know the thing about it. A praying church will move a God that says, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This is the house of God.
Yes.
Make me a praying man.
Yes.
There was a man that he had heard about this preacher that God used so greatly. Used him so greatly. So greatly. And he went to that country, he's in another country, and he went over there and he wanted to know, God moved in this man's life moved in his prayer life, moved in that. And he went to that church, the minister had passed away. I wish I knew his name and all that, but I don't. This man went there because he heard about him, must have read about him and all of that. He got there, he went around and looked at the church and all of that, and how God used him so greatly, so greatly. And he met the man. He said, could you tell me some about him? He said, yes, I can. He said, he had such power with God. God used him in many, many things in his life. What was the key? Knowing it was the Lord. And that man said, I want you to follow me. He took him out. He took him around to a place. He took him to a little bitty room. He said, you see that little stool right there? He said he spent hours a day talking to God. And God talked back to him.
Amen.
Listen, we have come in a place in our lives that we hardly talk to anybody anymore. We'd rather text them. We're going to start texting prayer to heaven someday probably. But God ain't interested in it. I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know, I like to talk to somebody. I want to be like Moses. God talked to him face to face as a man talked to a man.
Amen.
That's not with me now.
Amen.
I call a lot of it's just. This is so and this is Pastor so and so, Brother so and so. Leave a message, and I'll get back with you just as soon as possible. 6 months, I ain't heard a thing from you. Either that machine's lying, or the voice that told that machine to lie.
Right.
That's the truth.
Come on.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Maybe I was seeking the answer in the wrong place.
Yes.
The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much with God. Elijah was a man of like compassion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Stop letting me down.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
And he said,
thank you, Jesus.
He's seen that way.
Thank you, Lord.
He began to move. He knew.
Yes.
God just went before him.
Yes.
I'm going to stay right along with him now. Amen. To
Holy
God.
Ghost.
Oh, great God of heaven. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now listen, church. This is so, this here, before I come here, the Lord had given me a dream. And I began to pray, ask him, what do you mean about this? And as I was praying, that scripture there, be anxious for nothing. Oh, if I don't get it, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Pray a little longer.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, but what if it don't work? Repent and start praying again.
Amen.
Because if you're doubting, it's not going to happen.
Amen.
Shout with me now. Shout with me. Just keep on asking. Keep on seeking.
Amen.
Keep on knocking. Say, Lord, I'm going to take a hold and be steadfast, unmovable. I know you hear me. I know your ears are open. I know your eyes upon me. When I've done all I can do, stand. And when you stand, stand a little longer. And when you pray a little longer, God is saying, how bad do you really want it? How bad do you need it? I need it, Lord God. I need to hear from heaven. I need to hear from heaven. I need, oh my God, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. My eyes will look up. Come on, church. That's the word of God. Oh, that's the word of God.
Amen.
Well, he don't answer me. Well, you might need to find out if you're regarding iniquity in your heart, he's not going to hear your prayer.
Right.
I was just told. It was, I think, last night. Or was it today? Anyway, I just was told recently that this person heard about a person apparently he had died, and the Lord sent him back. It wasn't his time. But he said he was walking, the Lord would show him some things. And he said, over there, he said, are the torment. We know what God says about it. If you're lost, what happens? You die lost. But he was showing things. And he happened to look over, and there was this person all by themselves. But they were in such agony and such torment and such pain. It was like they were worse than some of the others. And why is that person? Why is that person so in such a... And the Lord said, that person once knew me. They prophesied, they spoke in tongues.
Oh, my Father.
But they turned and left me. For much is given. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hand. It's better to never fall into his hands than to fall into the hands of the living God. I know he's merciful, but I can tell you, God help me, that this soul would never go on prophesying, preaching, laying hands on the sick, and die lost without him. My God, my God.
Come on.
Oh, do you hear that, church? Because when we come to know who he is and what he's done for us, I want to be like Paul. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I can tell you, if we don't pray, if we don't stay in that word, we're going to be in trouble.
That's right.
You get out of that word, you get out of prayer life, that devil will have you right back out there. Just like Pharaoh coming. I can tell you, God help us. I thought, as Moses stood there, they saw the salvation of God.
Yeah.
But when you read in Philippians, this is so serious what the Lord, when the Lord revealed this scripture to me, be careful, verse 6, be careful for nothing. Have you ever wanted something so bad and when you got it, you wish you never got it?
Yeah.
Ask that sister, says, you know, if I don't find me a man and marry, I'm going to backslide. You're headed, but you're already on a backslide condition.
Yeah.
6 months later, a total wreck. He said he was a Christian. You should have checked the tree that he was marrying. You're quiet on me tonight.
Come on, brother.
When you married a non-believer, just saying he was a Christian.
Amen. Come on.
He came to church just to get you. He didn't come for Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, but he said he loved me.
Yeah.
He just said, well, I'm not where I should be, but I do need to get back in the house. Where did you go? Well, he said, where was that place I went at? Oh, shall we?
Come on.
Come on now. No, what it is, your eyes were bigger than your heart.
Yeah.
Because David said, enlarge my heart, O Lord.
Yes.
Search me, O Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Let this heart, God, don't let me trust in it, because it's deceitful above all things.
Come on.
Oh, it's desperate. Who can know it? God said, I know it. And I'll show it to you if you want me to. It can be ugly. It can be ugly. There was one person that they saw and said, why is that person in such agony? And said, that person had unforgiveness for one person. Unforgiveness for one person. And I believe that apparently the Lord had told the man, because I believe it was a woman. Her husband left her for another man, woman. God knows all about it.
Amen.
Cast all your cares upon him. For he careth for you. Just because he looks like Romeo, don't say this is surely from the Lord.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. It's true. Not everything that shines is gold. Amen. But I can tell you, if God gave you the ugliest man in Willard and put love in your heart, he'd be the prettiest fellow you ever met.
Yeah.
Because he beautifies the meek with salvation.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God. Amen to God. Amen to, because you know the older you get, after a while she don't look like she's 25. And neither does he. But you love her.
Yeah.
And I found out, the more I get to know about him, the sweeter and the love it gets. Shout with me now. That's the truth, amen. If we're trying to fall in love with somebody that's pretty, you're going to have a wide awakening someday, brother. Amen to God, amen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, church, Sarah and Abraham figured they got it worked out now. This is how God meant it to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is how God meant it to be. Some things we do in our life, listen to me carefully. We'll do it in the flesh, and it will haunt us. I said it will haunt us. It will haunt us. And then a day will come that God can deal with you and say, now you're going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Lord, I got myself. I told you to wait upon me. Yeah. If you'd only waited another few days.
Yeah.
Amen. Sarah said, put Hagar. And they should put him out. No, sorry. That's my boy. God said, hearken to your wife. He didn't want to. Amen. There's some things in our life we just don't want to let go of. Hello? If you want all of him, you've got to give all of you.
Yeah.
There's some things in our life, I can tell you, that once it gets a hold on you, it's hard to get rid of it. And you know what it does? It stops your prayer life. It says when you stand praying and you know somebody has all the kids to, you got to just go to them. Forgive me.
Yes.
Forgive me. Ask him for, just do what he said. God said, now come back and I'll listen to what you got to say to me.
Yep.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's right. I thought, oh God, here. He puts Ishmael, Hagar out. And one day there, 20-some years. I want you to hear this. 20-some years. He staggered not with unbelief. Amen. He staggered not in and God counted, he believed God.
Yes.
It was counted unto him for righteousness. If you believe the word of God and you live, it'll be counted unto you for righteousness. And then your prayer will be a righteous prayer with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, one day, here comes three people. Here comes the promise. What God was wanting to do, when it comes to a place where it's impossible for you, and the only way it's going to happen is believing God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You won't give man credit. Amen.
Amen.
You don't trust a man? I heard the pastor say here tonight. Trust in who?
In the Lord.
With what?
All your heart.
And lean not?
To thine own understanding.
But in all thy ways?
Acknowledge him.
All thy ways.
Acknowledge him.
And he will what?
Get
your direct.
Your path.
Your path.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
God is perfect in everything.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. You can say, you know, you get talking to people that's in trouble with problems and that. When you get listening to them, you find out a lot of times they've taken it, do it their way. They're trying to do it their way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not willing to let go. It's like, Lord, as I'm on the end of this rope, help, 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 help. And down over that cliff. Down over that cliff, holding on to hardly nothing. And God comes by. He says, let go. I'll never let go. Let go. I can't. If I let go, I'm going to die. Let go. I'll be right there to bear you up.
Yes, he does.
With wings of an eagle.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've been in some places. I said, oh, Lord, please. I said, Lord, God, I need you. I am hurting so bad. Even at the point of death. I mean then. Where did you lay him? I believe God is saying, get back to your prayer closet.
That's right.
Yes.
Just talk with me. Keep it secretly. Or find you somebody or a people that can pray if any of us is sick. Let us pray. The prayer of faith. If we're afflicted, the Bible said, let him that's afflicted pray.
Yes.
Supplication, thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God.
Right.
You know, I'm about ready to close. Hezekiah,
all right. The
enemy's coming. He gets a letter from the king. He looks at it. Oh, Lord. What are we going to do? But he said, our eyes are upon thee.
Yes.
He took that letter. And guess where he took it to? The house of prayer. The temple of God.
Yeah.
He laid it out. He was calling upon the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Now whosoever shall call upon me. Church, that church needs to call upon him.
Yes, amen.
You know, I've tried to do some texting. I had a pastor just this past week, I think it was, emailed me and says he's having a meeting. A day or two, and he's asking, and he said about asking, and he's going to ask others. And that was it. A meeting. What kind of meeting you have?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a prayer meeting? Is it going to be a revival? I don't know what kind of meeting I'm going to. There's going to be a meeting.
Yeah.
And that speaks to me by and by.
Oh.
Amen. You know who it's going to be? Them that are praying and watching.
Yeah.
For the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Church.
Right.
Be still.
Yes.
And know that I am God.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
I love you, Jesus.
Yes. Have you ever talked to somebody and it was a one-way conversation? I've been guilty of that. They can't get a word in edgewise. And when it's all said and done. And have you ever been talking to somebody, Earl, and it's about the Lord? And you like, I like to, you know, And you talking or say I'm talking, and they're looking at me. You look me right in the eye. Look at me. I need your attention. It's like going to school. Johnny, you look up here. He's looking out the window at that bird out there. But he can't wait for that bell. Recess. School's over. That's like church. When is that preacher going to get over with that message? It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. From 7 to 12. Weeping and sobbing. I haven't saw that in the Pentecostal church since I've been saved that I know of. But I saw the reward of what they were doing.
Praise
yes.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. Hello? He ain't going to change it for me. He's not changing it for David Solomon. He won't change it for nobody. And aren't we glad?
Yes.
Amen. Read this in Philippians. You know, I thought there. Daniel needed an answer.
Amen.
Let your request be made known.
Yes.
David began to, and Daniel began to pray.
Yes.
Daniel began to pray. And he prayed 3 times a day.
Amen.
And knew it would cost him his life.
Amen.
He never changed his prayer life. Amen. He's going to pray at that window whether all the devils in the world don't like it. And if it cost him his life, he was going to pray anyway.
Yes.
But he began to petition the Lord. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 10 days, 20 days. 20 some days.
Yeah, 21 days.
Now listen to this, Pastor. I wonder, that flesh rose up many times. But he kept on praying.
Yeah.
And then when the, and you know what? The prince of Persia withstood him. The powers, the princes of the air, tries to stop your prayer life.
Amen.
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 And God sent Michael the angel to fight, to get. And this is amazing. When the angel of the Lord said to Daniel, God heard you. There you go, Pastor. God hears you.
Praise God.
But devils will do everything to that flesh, everything to get you not to pray through. God hears, but He's wanting to know, how bad do you want this?
Yes.
Sarah wanted the baby, and when the angels of the Lord and the man in the middle was our Lord, He asked Abraham this, Abram, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Sarah starts laughing when she hears about the baby.
Yeah.
And she even said, I did not laugh. He said, oh yes, you did laugh.
Amen.
Yeah.
He knows when we laugh.
Yes.
He knows when we cry. He knows when we hurt. He knows when we're in trouble.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. He knows when you feel lonely by your...
Amen.
But remember this, I'll never leave you.
Right.
I'll never leave you.
Right.
I'll never forsake you. Even David said, Father and mother forsake me, the Lord would be right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Church, I'm going to read this. Turn it over to the pastor here. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, not everything. Comes in big packages. Amen. He came in a manger. No room, huh? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. God knows it, but He wants you to tell Him about it. Amen. 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 And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I want you to go over with me quickly to Timothy. Second Timothy, I believe it is. First Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Well, I can tell you right now, when we, down here, bind it here, our mediator binds it in heaven.
Amen.
What we loosen, He loosens.
Yes.
Amen.
And I tell you where He's at tonight, at the right hand of God Almighty. To ever liveth to make what? Intercession for the church. Church, I know. Be careful for nothing. It may sound good. It may feel good. It may look good. But it don't always make it God. But in everything by prayer, talk to Him a while about it. Lord.
Yes.
Is this what you want me to do? Do you want me to do this? Should I be doing this? There's many times in my life that people say, want me to come to this country or that country or that country. And I'd go into prayer, even to this day, want me to come here, want me to go there, come here and there. And I just don't jump and just jump out there and do it. I start praying. Lord, where do you want me to go? And here's what I told Him. And I mean this. He knows what I'm saying here tonight. It's on record. I said, Lord, close every door you don't want me to go in. And open every door you want me to go in. Amen. I don't care if it's one or if it's 10,000. If you want me where there's five, that's where I want to be. I want to be in your will. And I can tell you, to find that will of God, it will be in prayer. Ask Christ, He'll tell you all about it. He went to prayer. He knew the will of the Father, but He still went to prayer. He was a praying Christ. Amen? He was staying in intercession, even though it was God in him. He would still go into that mountain to be with the Father alone. I can tell you, there's no wasted time in prayer with God. No wasted time. Amen to God.
Amen.
If you'll get your life in prayer and you start talking to God, staying in communion fellowship with God. Amen? Amen. I can tell you, you'll start getting a lot of answers. Amen? Amen.
Hey, brother.
Earl, would you come?
Praise God.